Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
On the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Egberto Willis. He's a talk show host out of Kingswood, Texas, and a proclaimed progressive. Now, he has a recent book on how to talk to your right-wing relatives, friends, and neighbors as if they need talking to. So it was an interesting conversation. I've had progressive conversations before with me as an anarchist, leave me aloneist, voluntarist, libertarian. And it always, I get to the root of what's up. So just, you know, sit back this evening and enjoy the conversation. A lot of my audience, I didn't hit them hard enough. I didn't go after them enough. I just wanted to expose what his philosophy was and how, and then, you know, there might, you know, plant some seeds a little bit. And if there is a relationship, can we get them to come over? Because I've done this before. You bring people over, they write on Freedom's Phoenix. And then they have to read it, you know, and it plants a splinter in their mind. And then we might have them come on the Trump Report and give Frank a crack at them, you know. But we're going to have some fun. We learn a lot. And, you know, maybe not a new friend, but not a new enemy. And we're trying to, you know, go by the ethos of his book as, you know, how to talk, I guess. Here we go.
Affirmative action played a part in getting my foot into the door, right?
And, of course it did.
I absent that, it wouldn't happen. So, I mean, a lot of people are against affirmative action. I'm not against affirmative action. I know you're against reparations. I got some questions for you about reparations, maybe for the next show that you invite me to.
The guy was named Wilmer Leon. Donna, you know, pulled it up for me. Well, okay. Professor Wilmer Leon at
Howard.
Mm-hmm. And you listen to that, you'll get my full freaking, you know.
Right. What you thought about it, yeah.
And we had, you know, a deep, long, you know, conversation, several. I mean, you know, so it's not like, you know, we couldn't, you know, we'll be sure to have you back when appropriate or you think it's a good time, you call me, we're hooking up. But the, and what I also did before we even started the show is I set Egberto, okay, I'll make sure I say this. Egberto, did I do the G?
Yeah, you did it right.
Yeah, okay. Egberto. And, I dropped my mouse. I'm screwed now. Donna, come find my mouse. I dropped it God knows where. The when we did the pre-shows, we're yakking, I went ahead and set Egberto up as a writer. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be able to share, which suits the crap out of me. I got 50, 70 a day. You'll find them in there somewhere, you know. So it's over here somewhere. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what you have to write. But, of course, it may be challenged in the comments section. People may write other stuff. People will put stuff up or they'll ignore it. I mean, it'll probably piss you off more. They just ignore it. So this is I have several writers that are socialists. Several are big on, you know, immigration for, against. So, you know, I don't care. Because I am very open to the discussion. The ones that are bad at presenting their argument, thank you, baby, you know, presenting their argument or emphasize things that don't matter or, you know, looking for straw men or just making it up as they go or aren't consistent philosophically or whatever, people know. They just don't read it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. You know, you bring your audience over, we share, kind of just more like an infection as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So this has been... And you can even, we have the power, you can start your own special edition. You know, just like we have the special edition of the Love Bus Liberty Tour. You know, you can have your special edition, you know, for, you know, I have Second Amendment as a special edition. Second Amendment is for everyone. I have. So the power, the more enthusiastic you are about sharing your ideas, I'm here to help. Since 05, when we did this, I understood in about 96, I go, you know, when video hits the internet, everything changes. We're going to be on the equal footing. There's a lot of creative people out here. We're going to kick the network's ass. Video on the internet, dummy. You know, bandwidth, did you ever heard of bandwidth? They ain't never going to never. You probably heard this or even thought it as a computer guy. Video hit the internet, moron. I mean, I'm going, yeah, whatever. When it does... And 05 is when the first YouTube started. That's when we started Freedom's Phoenix. I go, here we go, because it gave me the power to do what I wanted to do. We don't. The reason I don't have like big, giant numbers is because we don't use big tech. We do IPFS. We're doing interplanetary file sharing to where it's a permanent record that can't be deleted or edited or censored. We do our own stuff. We have our own site. We have our own, you know, websites and activities and things that we do. So I keep it kind of, you know, I mean, it's not small, but it's not, I'm looking for metrics. You know, a lot of my peers that, ooh, Ernie, you could be if you would only. And I'm going, yeah. And when you hit 100,000 subscribers saying what you're saying, and you're deplatformed, which is why it happened. So I'm going, I am not leaving it to they, them, those to determine what voice I have. And then you got to change it. Once you get everything all set up, you always got to change everything all the time anyway, as opposed to just having your own.
Right.
So we've done that. We've developed a lot where now a lot of people that are prominent individuals in the space that we go, we have the tech that you can now put your stuff over here and it never goes away. You can promote it still on these big tech things, but your video never goes away. Your articles never go away. Your website never goes away. And we built over years this capacity. Why? Did I think I was going to get bigger, richer, or whatever? No, because I knew what was going to happen. Because they, them, those can censor you. And this is my big mantra I do on my show now. I go, Warren 24. I go, you think censorship is bad now? You wait till war and 2024 election cycle. War and 24. And they're
amping up that
war.
We've seen it before. You're absolutely right. The censorship that went on in 2020, the censorship that went on in 2018, the censorship that went on in 2016. It's amazing. I could look at the throttling myself on my own stuff. When I talk, I remember I talk against everybody. You know, I mean, I am a progressive, but I really hit folks up on all sides. And when I do it, you know, you can actually see some numbers. You can, it's actually
When people were saying I was crazy, what, years ago?
No, the throttling is real.
Oh yeah, in 2008 we had the Lovelution. Well, don't think that didn't freaking cause a stir. So we're like, oh man, we're rocking and rolling. We're, I don't know, 40, 50,000 page loads a day, and it's just becoming a thing. Well, what happened was, they're like, damn, we can't have Freedom's Phoenix in this Ron Paul thing of the, you know, libertarian of freedom, getting no freedom. Freedom is bad. We can't have freedom. So, all of a sudden, you could see that they were throttling. They were, you know, demonetizing, even back then, some of the people that came out of the Lovelution. When they did this, we could see it.
Yeah.
You know, they would change algorithms on Facebook that you could have your automatic stuff that would go, that would change. We over and over. Then I started getting, when I'm doing my show, I have a studio that we had in Phoenix. They're sending me YouTube saying, you know, we heard, you know, 7 seconds of Led Zeppelin in the rejoinder. You know, you're so freaking not allowed.
And you did. You did.
Yeah. Once they started that, I stopped. I haven't posted a YouTube in years. Just a few months ago, I got my first strike.
Oh, you got a strike?
Yeah, I haven't posted for a year. I don't know.
What did you get a strike for?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look. I don't care.
Well, you know? let me tell you. When I decided to go full-time as a full-time activist, videographer, and all of that, I did it not out of magic. I had a software company making great money with the software company, but I have a social place that I want to be. I decided to go full time doing this, and I was making enough money to cover everything. In one day, hear me out. In one day, they made an algorithmic change at the same time. Facebook, Google, I lost 90% of my income. I haven't recovered since.
Yeah.
90% of my income. 90% of my income. That's when I decided to start doing things like Patreon and all these other different inflows.
They're just as bad.
Yeah.
You know,
so
Yeah, we do. We have fundraising sites that we created. We did our own marketplace. We have, you know, alternative currencies, you know, purchasing alternative stuff from alternative vendors. You know, we got we push this because sooner or later you're going to need to know where your cucumbers come from. You're going to need, you know, this is one mantra for the past year. I'm going, let me tell you what is going to happen. This is what I guarantee. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be a food thing. So everybody
Stop. Let me tell you. Oh, man, I keep telling you, in as much as we have some issues, let me tell you something, brother. I wrote in my first book, as I see it, Class Warfare, the Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom, that when you take a look at what they're doing with the seeds, in other words, you notice how seeds are now can be turned on and turned off? And then it's patented so that the farmer now has to go to the corporations to buy the seeds, and I can go with things one after the other.
Yeah, India farmers start committing suicide. Yeah.
So my thing is, when I tell you, brother, when I tell you that you'd be surprised. Now, there are some odd things that in having this conversation, I see like, nah, Hancock, I'm not on that one. Nah, Hancock, I'm not on that one. But if you take a look at the core, there's an alliance, brother. And I wish more libertarians would see that.
Let's get this going. You kind of stuff, just so you and your audience kind of see. I'll just go over some the kind of headlines that we just today. You know, half of today. How to defeat BlackRock. You know, Solutions Watch with James Corbett. Do you know who James Corbett is? Corbett Report?
Yes, yeah.
He and I do a show every other week for years. I just had him on last night. No, a week ago, and that will be on next week. Then we have, you know, so he did a big thing on the BlackRock and the corporations, a lot of stuff you would love. He does these great documentaries.
Right.
These are protests, absolutely massive, across the entire country in Canada. In Ottawa right now, there are thousands and thousands of people in the street against all this explicit sexual content in the schools, you know, in Canada. And I'm going, okay. Then you got, you know, news, climate this, RFK Jr.'s. He doesn't get Secret Service coverage. What's up with that? After they killed his uncle and his dad, and Biden doesn't give him Secret Service while he's running for president? I'm like, really? 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 You see here Dr. Judy Mikovits that was big on vaccines and her book Plague. We interviewed her hundreds of times since August of 16, I had her on the show every week to keep her alive. We had Vaccine Education Summit 10 days after I first talked to her. I set it up because we, you know, had a resort that we did that with. Boom, it's up. 19, right before all this pandemic stuff,
We had Del Bigtree and Dr. Judy Mikovits and a whole bunch of headliners come for our second vaccine education summit. Five legislators were there. First thing I say, traitors first. I know you guys are lying sacks of snot. You guys are buttering up these guys, and you're going to turn coat first chance you get. Well, then what did they do? So I'm going back to Arizona, go get some. So traitors first, traitors first. Rupert Murdoch steps down as chairman. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did.
Whatever. Then, you know, it's story after story after story after story. Australian politicians fly to Washington, D.C. to petition for Julian Assange release. And what did he get in trouble for? For his biggest thing was to show that Afghanistan was a money laundering operation, which is
Ukraine.
It was exactly going on in Ukraine.
Of course.
It goes on and on and on and on. And I just like, you know, I'm on the same page of wanting a solution just like you do. I know that.
And
but
again,
the solution is not more government.
The solution is the collective. That's the solution. The
not a force collective, not with a gun and a policy, and I'll shoot you if you don't comply collective.
But the government is not supposed to be a force collective. The government is supposed to be a representative collective, not a force collective. And that's what I'm saying. Again,
I don't want to be represented. Now what?
Here's the deal. What I want is the following. I want a structure that makes you happy. In other words, we can have people who want a collective in a certain way, and we can have things where they can exist outside of scope. The thing about it is it has to be the collective who create the contracts that we live by and not come in from the top as it is right now.
I went and read it. In 88, 89, I go and I read the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, all in one day. And I go, those lying sacks of snot, they aren't abiding by any of this crap.
But,
they don't care.
But the thing about, but also that, as far as I'm, you know, all these people that are, which I think you're one of them, a super constitutionalist or whatever, I am not a super constitutionalist, right?
Yeah, me neither. I'm a leave me aloneist.
Yeah, I am a let's get together and see what we can come up with to make life better. But you have these people that worship the Constitution like a Bible. Oh, it is the Constitution. And then all of them decide what the interpretation of that Constitution of what the Founding Fathers were thinking. I don't give a damn what the Founding Fathers were thinking. Because they're dead 400, 300 years
the
ago.
The idea that you, the only, well, it's in the Declaration of Independence. That's why this show is called Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
There you go.
And the reason is because when I read the Declaration of Independence, it really, man, it really warmed my heart. Because they understood what the real issue was. In the preamble, it goes like this, and paraphrase it. It goes, the whole purpose for the creation of government is the protection of individual rights.
Amen.
When it doesn't do that, it's time to alter or abolish. It's your right. It's your duty. I go, sign me up. I go, the only reason they're there is to protect my individual rights, not to be stolen from, not to have somebody enslave me.
So stop right there. So that is what they wrote in the preamble. Unfortunately, the rest of the Constitution didn't do that.
No, that was Declaration of Independence.
No, I'm sorry. The Declaration of Independence, but I'm saying the rest of the Constitution that was created.
The Constitution came a decade later. They did that just to create a new plantation for all of us.
Okay, but what I'm saying, that is what we live by. You listen to all the guys that are on the right, they're super constitutionalist and all of that. But hey, brother, I love this. I enjoyed this because you know what? You are a what is the word that I want to say, Mr. Interviewer?
Consistent libertarian.
You're a consistent libertarian that I can work with.
You know, the one thing when the aliens come, which they're going to bring, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel and they got to get aliens out, you know, that's here it comes. And that's why it's going to be a food thing, but right before that, here come the aliens, you know. So, you know, Corbin and I have been betting on when the aliens are coming. And they start bringing, you know, alien bodies into the Mexican Congress just a few days ago. I'm going, damn. I mean, they're worried. But when the aliens come and they do this, take me to your leader, I'm like, you're looking at them. You know, I rule what's under this hat.
I'm free.
Yeah, I was like, you know, take me to a leader. You know, you leader. But I might take you home and you can meet my wife.
Before I go, I got a question for you.
Sure.
How conspiratorial are you?
I don't have any conspiracies anymore. They all came true.
Which ones?
JFK, every freaking war, you know, election fraud, poisoning with vaccines, medications, corporations making money off you being sick, military-industrial complex making money off of war. You know, the healthcare system is not for us. You pick a conspiracy and tell me it's not true.
It looks like we're at 75%. I wanted to hear that we're at 75%. We're at 75% agreement. I am so sorry that got out of hand, because I think the vaccines got out of hand. The vaccine was created by corporate folk, but scientists developed it. The corporate folks controlled it, but scientists developed it. And what is the word that I like to use? I think we have to be careful on that particular one, you know.
You know, we did the Love Bus Liberty Tour because we had such a good experience with...
You're going to keep me around longer than I can just because you're such an interesting guy, dude. Damn. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing... I just show you what we did. But the main thing was we were very active in creating signs. Because we knew the power, you can't censor a sign. So all these people that just wanted to express themselves of, you know, so we did this. Here, let me see if I can, so you can see. Okay,
oh, I see a sign.
We made these signs, you know, support first responders who say no to mandatory shots. That sign was a big 4x8 that we originally did in 2009 when Obama did the H1N1 flu. We could see what was coming, the legislation they were passing. So we would go somewhere and we would have volunteers come in and we would make thousands of signs, you know, and we just show them how to do it. You know, we would go ahead and get them. Here, let me bring this up so you can see it better. And we would have big stacks of these, and we'd go put them up, bunch of us, and that's me, just showing them how to do it. Small signs, big stacks of signs. We're all in states all over the country doing this. This was, I don't know, wherever it was. And so that is, like that. You know, it was, and when we did this in 2009, it was because the unions would not support firemen and policemen that didn't want to get the shots.
So let me ask you something. Let's go there. Let's go there because I the shot is something that I take seriously, like super seriously. And, you know, in my family, we all have the shots and that sort of stuff. Not because we like the corporatocracy, but, you know, here's my thing. I know that the shots are real.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Senator Bob Menendez, indicted on federal bribery and corruption charges last week, is confident he will be exonerated.
I understand how deeply concerning this can be. However, the allegations leveled against me are just that, allegations.
He criticizes hasty judgments based on limited information and emphasizes his right to the presumption of innocence. Menendez remains optimistic about retaining his role as New Jersey's senior senator. President Biden will stand in solidarity with the United Auto Workers this week by joining their picket line. He plans to travel to Michigan on Tuesday, emphasizing support for UAW members in their pursuit of equitable compensation for their contributions. This move follows the union's expansion of strikes to 20 states, prompted by a lack of significant progress in negotiations with the big three automakers regarding a new contract. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreemansPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreemansPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Egberto Willis. He's a talk show host out of Kingswood, Texas, and a proclaimed progressive. Now, he has a recent book on how to talk to your right-wing relatives, friends, and neighbors as if they need talking to. So it was an interesting conversation. I've had progressive conversations before with me as an anarchist, leave me aloneist, voluntarist, libertarian. And it always, I get to the root of what's up. So just, you know, sit back this evening and enjoy the conversation. A lot of my audience, I didn't hit them hard enough. I didn't go after them enough. I just wanted to expose what his philosophy was and how, and then, you know, there might, you know, plant some seeds a little bit. And if there is a relationship, can we get them to come over? Because I've done this before. You bring people over, they write on Freeman's Phoenix, and then they have to read it, you know, and it plants a splinter in their mind. And then we might have them come on the Trump Report and give Frank a crack at them, you know. But we're going to have some fun. We learn a lot. And, you know, maybe not a new friend, but not a new enemy. And we're trying to, you know, go by the ethos of his book as, you know, how to talk, I guess. Here we go.
So let me ask you something. Let's go there. Let's go there because the shot is something that I take seriously, like super seriously. And, you know, in my family, we all have the shots and that sort of stuff. Not because we like the corporatocracy, but, you know, here's my thing. I know that the shots are real. You know, I have doctors in the family and all that kind of stuff. And I know that the shots are real. I don't, as far as being mandatory, I think for those people who don't want something foreign in their body, we have to create some sort of a protocol because, again, I have a wife with lupus, right? And I don't want, even with the shot, her immune system is not 100%. And I would be concerned of having a first responder that was potentially taking care of others who infected them and then they infect my wife. So when we talk about freedom, that has to be included into the whole discussion as well. You know, I don't want to take your rights away not to have a vaccine if you don't want it. But then we have to have a way to control what, how I can stay away from you. And that's it. I don't think the argument needed to be what it was. I think we got it completely out of hand. And even with all these signs that you have there, right? Suppose we had those signs talking about freedom, not vaccines, but freedom in general. You follow what I mean?
Yeah, for decades. That's what I knew.
And that's what I'm saying. I hated that we used vaccine as a prop for freedom. I didn't want vaccines used as a prop for freedom. We didn't need to do that, in my opinion. You know, I didn't think we needed to do that. I wanted us to work against the plutocracy. I wanted us to work against Moderna and what's the other ones again? The other one that made
Pfizer,
it.
Bayer, Montana.
I wanted us to work against Moderna and Pfizer.
AstraZeneca.
I wanted us to work against them for making this. They were setting it up to be a cash cow, something that we developed in universities ourselves.
They made bank on this.
And that's my point. That is my point. My point is the boogeyman wasn't the scientist who created Moderna, who's created mRNA, which was around long before. mRNA isn't a new thing. None of this stuff is new. And, you know, I just think we got off field here. But, sir, I got to go ahead and get some blogs written and
you have to talk to me for another hour. You know,
let me tell you, I know we're in 75% agreement, and I enjoy that. I hope you'll invite me again to your program.
Whenever you think it appropriate, and you got something, if I haven't called you for a while, please.
Right.
And I'll make sure you have access to be able to post whatever you want on Facebook.
Yeah. I don't care. I enjoy your spunk. I enjoy being, you know, I'm honored to be on your program. I think, you know, again, like I say, I don't completely agree with you, but as far as the things that we want for freedom, I think
just know that
agreement.
When you come on again, if you got some great idea that's going to take some more legislation to somebody making me or prevent me from doing something,
No. Let me tell you what I'm going to want. I'm going to want you to design the legislation. That's what I'm going to want.
The best government is none.
You go say that, but I mean, I'm going to need you to tell me something.
You know, read the letters of Market Reprisal are on PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I will.
PiratesWithoutBorders.com, you go there.
I now have I will. I have your website now. I'm going to put some articles in the, probably the next week on your site. And I appreciate that you give me this opportunity to have a little chat with the one and only Love Bus. They are, or I should say, the captain of the Love Bus, right?
No, I'm captain of the Precariat.
What the hell is that?
That's the pirate ship. That's the name
okay.
of it.
Okay.
It came from Bilderberger. They were doing, we got to deal with the Precariat. I'm like, the pro what?
You know? Hey, wait a minute. Did I hear that we were, are you streaming this or are we just taping this?
This is streaming and taping.
Oh, okay. Let me make sure that I didn't say anything that was, no, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think
I'm good. Because I say whatever the hell I want to say.
I don't care. But this has been a great conversation. Thanks for spending time with me. I was really looking forward to it once I saw that what it was going to be about. Because I've done this before, but
right.
It's how to talk to your right-wing friends is the implication that, they need talking to, you know.
No, they do. They do. And
And there's got to be a foundational agreement or something. And I think that we got that when I put my hand on your shoulder and you say, you own your life. Well, that means that, you know, if I own mine, somebody's going to come put a gun to my head. You got to give me money or you have to do something or you can't do something. Or I go,
hey.
I thought I owned me, you know.
All right,
just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
We're on the same page, brother. Look, it's my pleasure, my brother. And you've got to bring that bus to Kingwood, Texas, and you can stay at my place.
I go to Texas, you know, on a regular basis, but we're trying to get back to Arizona and stay there. You know, we've been traveling around so much. I promised my wife if she'd do this trip, you know, through the duration of this thing, that I'd build her a home in Arizona. So I'm pinky swearing on that one. Well, what happened, though, is now they want to bring it back. They're going to do COVID 2.0. Don't care. Send
Did you take the vaccine
gun.
Or not? Did you take the vaccine?
No, hell no.
All right, well, because I love you, brother, I'm going to tell you, even if you don't want to take the vaccine, so that I know that my brother's going to be around, go take the vaccine with your wife. It's not. There's no shame in that. Go take the vaccine with your wife, okay? I love you, brother.
I'm looking for my health. I'm telling you, my children, my grandchildren, everyone that we know, we're very healthy. We haven't been sick for ever.
I get it. But here's the deal. It only has to happen to one. This gives you a better chance. Look, there's a lot of crap that goes on with it. Listen to me. There's a lot of crap, but take it from the engineer, okay? And from the engineer whose sister is a doctor, take it. Both of us are 62 years old. We ain't getting any younger.
I could show you our vaccine education. I can go on and on and on, but my audience gets it. You know, we're good. But
we're good.
I appreciate you having a concern for my health, but I'm good.
All right. Okay.
All right. Peace, happiness, health to you, brother.
Thank you, brother. It was a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, were you not entertained? This is a lot of the conversations that I have with people. I enjoy having conversations with people that we don't necessarily agree with or support each other's viewpoint, but it gives you an exercise in understanding how they make the arguments. You know, how you can inject some knowledge to their audience. When someone is influenced to share their perspective or be a tool for sharing somebody else's perspective, oftentimes it's propaganda, and definitely oftentimes if your livelihood is based on you expressing a certain opinion, well, guess what opinion you're expressing? And a lot of times that's why you were hired. I've seen this many times in politics, in talk radio, radio stations, television, newspaper reporters, whatever. They don't, you know, a lot of people think that reporters, they get in and they get corrupted. That has not been my experience. When you have reporters that you work with for decades and then they retire, or they have some retirement dinners, or they do some expose on them or something like that, then you start finding out how they got their job to begin with. And oftentimes it's very similar to this. Now it would be they have blogs or something like that. What they would pull them from was university newspapers. The ones that were the most progressive, the ones that were the most liberal, the ones that wanted another government agency created, another government action, another government law. Those are the ones that, we like what you had to say. You know, you did the press of the University of Fill in the Blank. And they would pull them in, and then they didn't have to convince them. They just gave them a platform by which to advocate what they were taught. So when you have, I went to Arizona State University in the fall of 1980, graduated in 79, stayed out a year, worked, saved money, went to college, paid for it myself. It was a value to me. And I was disillusioned immediately because I could see what was going on. It was more indoctrination, even worse than in high school. And what had happened, you had the liberals and the hippies of the whatever and the anti-war movement and stuff of the 60s and civil rights and everything in the 70s, they infiltrated, if they weren't already before with whatever ism that was doing so, they got in control of the professors. The professors created with incentives. You get good grades. I had this happen to me. You write an article advocating for liberty-oriented stuff. Before I even understood, politics or heard the word libertarian, I was like, well, of course you would advocate for individual rights. That does produce the most good for society. No, it's the most benefit to the most people according to how we say. And if you take that position for a rights support thing as the best advocacy for a functioning society, and you get a D. So these professors that would have these young minds available to them would create the next generation of teachers, of professors, and you could see it infiltrate, throughout society. I'm sure it started long before I experienced it, but since I went to college and started experiencing this, and I only went to college for a couple semesters, I was like, I'm not paying for this. I'm done. I'll go into business, which is what happened. But what happens is, you have all of this influence over young minds. Then they go home and mom and dad are like, what the heck just happened? But they raise their children this way. And then, the incentives and you have to have a college education. And we're going to go into debt. And we're going to and collectivize everybody's propaganda to thinking the same way. That's incentivized. If you want to see the future of a society, it's really easy. What is rewarded and what is punished? If innovation and ingenuity and assertiveness and, competence and confidence and, Yankee know-how, whatever, if that is punished with a progressive income tax, you got to get a permit, you're not doing it right, you didn't serve the common good according to them enough or whatever, so you can't or you're not allowed or you don't get, special dispensation from the king kind of thing, well, then, of course, that goes down. If you reward and subsidize dependency and disability and I need, what are you going to get? You're going to get more of that. So that's exactly what's happened. And as over my life, I can see it. So it was very important to me. We pulled our children out of government schools when my oldest was in third grade. I could see where this was going. I'm like, no. And we're poor. We were push starting our cars, and the only air conditioning, we had was maybe in the car. We had evaporative cooling in our home. We lived very modestly. We put a lot into our activism. They didn't have anything to take from us. Donna has been great. Our kids have been great. But we did spend all of our extra money on their education. When they started junior high, they went to private school, and it was a struggle. You know, we were the poor kids, but you know, we were respected. We were activists. People did. Our kids were great. They were heavily involved in sports and extracurricular activities and were well respected in it. So I didn't have a problem. And that meant that we got a lot of help too. You know, people would, you know, take us on vacations, take our kids. We were rewarded for our philosophy. So you get more of it because we could do it, but we didn't sacrifice our children. And when we finally scraped enough and had a partner and started our pizza restaurant and so on, that was the best thing ever happened to our children, to learn a work ethic. Time to lean, time to clean. I mean, you know, it was every order is a rush. We got, I mean, they got great ethics and a work environment, how to get along with people, how to manage, how to be productive, how to time management for yourself. So this is the kind of thing that we know that works. Advocating for a philosophy that supports and subsidizes disability, dependence, sitting on your butt and getting a check. I mean, I just, at the end of our conversation, Egberto Willis wanted to talk about reparations. You know, come on and we'll do reparations. I've had this conversation before. It was a Professor Wilmer J. Leon III, Ph.D. Now, he is a professor in Washington, D.C. It's a black college called Howard. And it got, I mean, the bottom line after, you know, three shows I've done with him, and you know, we had a good conversation like we had with Egberto, and I let him express himself. I did. I said, all right, here's the rope, man. Knock stuff out. But the it got down to, well, they came up with a number. I don't know, somehow so many slaves or so many years of the minimum wage of, and it created so many billions of dollars, and it came down to who gets it. Well, you know, if you check off the box on the census African American, even though I know African Americans that are white that, you know, moved here from South Africa, I'm not sure how that works. But the if you check off the box African American, you're eligible. For what? For this block of money. And I did the math, and I'm going, that's like $60 a person. Is that it? Are we done then? You do the reparations, and everybody gets, you know, all people that check black on their census, they get $60, and we're good. I don't have to hear about it anymore. And you go, well, no. Now it's got to come to us, and we got to dispense it. We got to, you know, decide the program, the educational opportunities, the business, you know, whatever. So it's a collective thing. You take it from, you know, everybody and give it to you, and then you're going to, right, okay, I get it. So this is the kinds of conversations I like having, but sometimes it'll take hours, you know, of conversation to get them to say it. You know, I just want them to say it. So when they say it, and they advocate for that, you know, now we know. Well, that's what I'm trying to do in these conversations. That can take a while. And to get them to say it, you know, I got to share my opinion on a lot of things, which will take some time. It takes that time. I get to say what I want to say. It's my show. Get your own show. Well, what happens is when I do that, you know, a lot of people, let them talk. They've been talking for hours. They got more than enough time to say their thing. So this is why I inject a lot of my conversation in it, to frame the debate, to make sure that they're answering the questions that I want answered, that we're talking in the same envelope or out of the envelope or whatever the issues are, so that I can get a full understanding of their position. But almost as importantly, or maybe even more to me, is that their audience, the people listening to the live stream, listening to this show, that they forward on, they think they did well, I was nice to them and so on, they'll send it out. Now their supporters get my position. Their supporters understand where we're coming from. Now, does that just make them hone their argument more? Oftentimes. But they have to. And it's just, it's why the idea that the left can't meme, because you have to have a position of something that's an indelible truth that you make an argument around, or you use an image or a situation. And memes are very powerful. It just skips to the end. I'm a bumper sticker guy. You know, freedom good, government bad. I mean, boom, done. So this is what they lack, because they can't latch onto a fundamental truth. They're just desiring something. They just want because they want. I get because I need. Oh, and you got to pay for it. Well, why? That's not fair. Oh, it's fair. You got more than I do, so some of it's mine now. You know, it's, wow, okay. You just want them to say it. So this is why I do the show the way I do a lot of times, is it's for their audience. It's for the people that listen to them, and they get our perspective. So this is a good example of me having a conversation with people that I do not agree with. But that doesn't mean I won't have him on again. And if he wants to do reparations, bring it. And we'll have some fun. But this whole thing is based on they understand what government really is. It's the mob. It's just general public opinion. And a lot of people, if you promise them free stuff, bread and circuses, you know, it'll happen. I remember I went and saw the movie Gladiator the first time in the theater. And it was like a Coliseum-style theater, kind of wrapped a little bit. And when they were in the Coliseum, throwing ready for the gladiators to perform their, you know, had these wagons going, and they were throwing bread into the crowd. Okay? Bread and circuses. They're just, you know, distract the crowd, right? They're throwing it in. And the way the theater was, it just kind of seemed like you were in the Coliseum. You know, it's kind of goes off to the screen, and you kind of look to your right, unless it was a big, you know, curved screen or IMAX or something, whatever it was. And you could feel that you were in the Coliseum, and it just hit me. Bread and circuses. That was the point they were trying to make. I'm going, yeah, Ridley Scott directed that. I'm going, okay, that was cool. So this is the mindset that I have and why I've included this clip to understand. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace.
Games. 150 days of games.
He was cleverer than I thought.
Clever. The whole of Rome would be laughing at him. They weren't so afraid of his Praetorian.
Fear and wonder. A powerful combination.
You really think that people are going to be seduced by that?
I think he knows what Rome is. Rome's the mob. Conjure magic for them and they'll be distracted. We take away their freedom, and still they'll roar. The beating heart of Rome is not the marble of the Senate, it's the sand of the Colosseum. You bring them death, and they will love him for it.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.